The Secretary General commended the King's personal role and Jordan's continued efforts in recent years to get the Israeli-Palestinian dialogue back on track. He thanked the government and people for their generosity in hosting over 500,000 refugees fleeing the crisis in Syria, even as Jordan was reaching its absorption capacity. The Secretary General also visited Ramallah, where he and President Mahmoud Abbas spoke to the press about resumed talks for a two-state solution to the Middle East crisis.
A two-state solution can be achieved through negotiations that resolve permanent status issues such as borders, security, refugees, and Jerusalem. I'm encouraged that the parties have embarked on direct talks. These talks must be meaningful with a clear political horizon and must mark progress in the immediate period ahead.
He urged all parties to avoid actions that would risk undermining prospects during the negotiations. For his part, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that with the General Assembly's 29 November resolution, which elevated Palestine's representation at the UN to an observer state, Palestine has become a state straining under an occupation that must end based on the two-state solution. Abbas thanked U.S. President Barack Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry for their efforts in bringing the parties back to the negotiating table.
I assure the good intentions of the Palestinian side during the negotiation process, and we hope the Israeli side will reciprocate these intentions and create the proper atmosphere by stopping the settlement activity that we and the world see as illegal, releasing the prisoners, and positively engaging in negotiations in the presence of the American side.
But in the opinion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, the peace process will move forward once parties get to the root cause of the problem.
And the root cause was and remains the persistent refusal to recognize the Jewish state in any boundary. It doesn't have to do with the settlements. That's an issue that has to be resolved. But this is not the reason that we have a continual conflict. The conflict preceded the establishment of a single settlement by half a century. And when we rooted out all the settlements in Gaza, the attacks continued because of this basic opposition to the Jewish state.
Secretary General Ban also met with President Shimon Peres of Israel. He said that both agreed that direct negotiations remain the single most credible path to a solution of the Palestinian-Israeli crisis. Jerry Adams, United Nations.